Bay News.
I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Attackers set off a bomb and opened fire at a hotel complex in Kenya's capital on Tuesday, leaving at least five people dead. The attack at Nairobi's Dusit D2 Hotel began around 3:30 p.m. Tuesday with a huge explosion outside the property. Gunmen then charged onto the grounds and opened fire. Correspondent Mohammed Youssef reports for VOA from Nairobi.
Somalia-based militant group Al-Shabaab has claimed the responsibility of the attack. George Musumali is director of the Center for Risk Management in Africa.
If you look at the way this attack has been carried out, it has the hallmarks of a terror attack. And remember, this is not the first time we've witnessed this kind of method being used. And we are aware that several attacks of a similar nature have been thwarted by the security agencies based on intelligence that had been received.
The attack came a day after Kenyan court charged three men for alleged aiding the Westgate Mall attack in 2013 that claimed the lives of 67 people and injured 150. Al-Shabaab has been involved in numerous terrorist attacks in Kenya this decade, including the Westgate Mall assault.
Kenyan Police Chief Joseph Boynet confirmed there were casualties, but authorities have not yet released a tally for the dead or wounded. Boynet told reporters that police have evacuated many people from the complex and are in the process of securing the property. As night fell, gunfire could still be heard echoing around the site on Nairobi's Riverside Drive. The British Parliament on Tuesday overwhelmingly defeated Prime Minister Theresa May's Brexit plan for Britain's departure from the European Union, leaving in doubt how it would depart the continent's 28-member bloc of nations by the planned March 29th date. There's more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Judges at the International Criminal Court acquitted former Ivorian President Laurent Gbagbo of war crimes on Tuesday. The ruling is another major setback for ICC prosecutors in the first case against a former head of state at the Hague-based tribunal. From Paris, correspondent Lisa Bryant reports the ruling comes amid growing doubts about the effectiveness of the ICC as a court of last resort against the world's most heinous offenses.
Grants the defense motions for acquittal from all charges against Mr. Laurent Gbagbo and Mr. Charles Blekoudé. No! Come on!
Former Ivorian leader Laurent Gbagbo looked blank as he listened to the verdict of his acquittal at the International Criminal Court. But his supporters cheering in the public gallery forced presiding judge Kuno Tarfusser to call for order. The court found ICC prosecutors had failed to prove their case against Gbagbo and fellow defendant, ex-youth minister Charles Blekoudé. For Gbagbo and his backers, it was the end of a long fight, at least for now. Prosecutors can appeal the court's decision.
Aides to President Trump say a group of Democrats has turned down the president's invitation to have lunch as the government shutdown drags on. Associated Press Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The administration tried a new approach in sidestepping leaders like Nancy Pelosi and instead inviting other Democrats to meet with the president.
We want to work with rank-and-file Democrats.
Not long after White House spokesman Mercedes Schlapp spoke, the administration announced none of those members agreed to attend, and instead of a bipartisan lunch, the president would meet with House Republicans alone. Sagar Magani, Washington.
President Trump contended Tuesday that a new migrant caravan leaving Honduras justifies his demand for a wall at the U.S.-Mexico border to keep them from surging into the United States. The caravan left the crime-ridden city of San Pedro Sula in the early hours Tuesday, with more migrants expected to join it later in the day. President Trump's nominee for U.S. Attorney General William Barr began 2 days of confirmation hearings on Tuesday. He promised to shield the special counsel's Russia investigation from political pressures and took issue with Trump's labeling of the investigation of his inner circle's contacts with Moscow as a witch hunt. Barr said the special counsel could only be terminated for good cause. He says that it is unimaginable that Mueller would ever do anything that gave rise to good cause. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.